With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The United States has launched a military operation in Syria against ISIS fighters. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The military action follows the deaths of three U.S. citizens in an ambush attack almost a week ago. Announcing the operation, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said, "This is not the beginning of a war. It is a declaration of vengeance." One U.S. official described it as a large-scale strike that targeted multiple locations and concentrated areas across central Syria that had Islamic State group infrastructure and weapons. Another U.S. official said more strikes should be expected. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has announced that nine drug makers have agreed to lower the cost of their prescription drugs in the U.S.
This is the biggest thing ever to happen on drug pricing and on health care.
President Trump with a major announcement from the White House.
The companies assembled in this room have agreed to offer all of their drugs to Medicaid and most favored nations pricing.
And the president says that means that the nine companies involved will charge Americans the cheapest prices on their drugs.
That's correspondent Bob Agnew reporting. The Justice Department has started releasing its files on Jeffrey Epstein, a convicted sex offender known for his connections to powerful figures. But it acknowledged that its documents disclosure Friday about the wealthy financier was incomplete. It remains unclear how much substantive new information is included in the photos, call logs, grand jury testimony, and interview transcripts, or how much, if any, additional insight might be gleaned. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 183 points, the Nasdaq rose 301, the S&P advanced 59. This is SRN News. The Satanic Temple is at it again.
Members of the New Hampshire chapter have set up a satanic display outside the State House in Concord in response to the nativity scene that is there to celebrate Christmas. The display consists of a black wreath around a pentagram. It is more modest than the one the temple set up last year in Concord, a full-sized figure of Satan. It was repeatedly vandalized. This year's display also encourages donations to the, quote, Devil's Pantry and emergency food drive. Michael Harrington reporting.
Congress is expressing concern about the Coast Guard's revision of its policy on swastikas, nooses, and other hate symbols. The Guard's planned policy changes would cause symbols like swastikas potentially divisive, but would stop short of banning them, instead saying that commanders could take steps to remove them from public view and that the rule would not apply to private spaces such as family housing. This is SRN News. AI led a surge on Wall Street Friday to close out the trading week.
Stocks gained ground on Wall Street as AI stocks like Nvidia turned higher again. The S&P 500 rose 0.9% Friday. The index erased its losses for the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 183 points. It's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.3%. Oracle rose 6.6%. The tech giant is taking part in a new joint venture for TikTok in the U.S. Winnebago Industries jumped 8.4%. Winnebago turned in profits for its latest quarter that easily beat analyst forecasts. Seth Sutel, New York.
TikTok has signed a deal to form a new U.S. unit with three American investors, Oracle, Silver Lake, and MGX, holding a majority stake. This ensures the platform can continue operating in the U.S. More details at srnnews.com.